From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Poultry producers learned valuable lessons in the aftermath of the avian influenza outbreak, and USDA's chief veterinarian says the learning continues following more cases of bird flu this year. Dr. Jack Shear tells Brownfield enhanced biosecurity and improved disease monitoring have helped prevent a repeat of 2015. High-path bird flu wiped out millions of turkey and egg-laying hens 2 years ago, while the less deadly low-path flu in the southeastern U.S. this spring was largely contained. When asked how they feel about the U.S. ag economy, farmers feel the same in September as they did in August. The Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer September reading of 132 was unchanged compared to August. As reported in Successful Farming, the monthly measure, based on a monthly survey of 400 U.S. producers of corn, soy, wheat, cotton, beef, dairy, and hogs, has ranged between 130 and 139 over the last 6 months and remains well below its peak level of 153 established in January of this year. U.S. senators stressed trade and other business issues when questioning President Trump's nominee to be U.S. ambassador to India at his confirmation hearing last week, while expressing strong support for posting him in New Delhi. Successful Farming reports Trump nominated Kenneth Juster as ambassador to India last month. The 64-year-old and economic advisor in his administration also served as Undersecretary of Commerce under former President George W. Bush. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.